Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As every week, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy. And this is episode 37.
Yes.
This is the vacation special.
Yes.
Wessel.
I do this from Tessel.
Yeah. And I am currently in Germany, Darlaten is the place I'm staying at. We don't have any connection to the outside world. There is no internet here. There is no telecommunication possible. So if you can hear me, please write an email, because that would be great to hear that people can hear me, because I'm actually just all alone here. It's almost like Germany was meant to be. Just silent. <Yeah.
laughs> And with no people living there.
With no people living there.
But how are you ever going to live there? Well, it doesn't matter. Because we are celebrating our holidays.
Yeah.
And are on vacation.
Yeah.
We have a special for you.
Yeah.
This is, before we say what it is,
yeah,
this is the epitome of Dutch holiday
feeling,
the
holiday feeling.
Yes.
I will just name the name in Dutch and then we can translate it. It's a stokbroodje kruidenboter flavor. Why they do the flavor in English, I don't know. They could have just
no idea.
Stokbroodje kruidenboter smaak. But so it's a baguette with herb butter flavor.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm very interested how they are gonna. I get how they're gonna do the herb flavor. That's quite.
Yes.
Last week we already had onion rings with a little bit of a herb flavor. You could. So I get how they can boost the herb flavor. A
couple of weeks ago we had the hamburger flavor, which we could. Some of the things we could get out of there, but
No, that we couldn't get anything. It was potato yoppie.
It was in the smell, I believe. There were some things that we could say. Oh yeah, that's hamburger.
We're
excited.
It's Lays. We do a lot of Lays. We are aware of that. It's the biggest Christmas.
Yeah.
They have a lot of stuff.
And Dutch supermarkets only sell.
They are quite smellless.
Indeed, you are salty. A bit salty. A bit potato-y, but.
Yeah. Let's just try them out.
A little bit sweet. A little bit of sweetness there.
Yeah.
Buttery sweetness.
Yeah. I'm grabbing a handful.
But so these crisps are supposed to taste like
this baguette. The first one I put in my mouth really tastes like the butt of the baguette. The hardest part, the corner. Yeah. This was extremely like the corner of the baguette.
And I do get the butter. And I do get the garlic.
Yeah.
I do get the chives. So, basically, I think these crisps live up to their name.
Yeah, but it's a little faint, the flavor, in my opinion. When I eat a slice of baguette with some garlic butter, I smear the garlic butter on there like there's no tomorrow.
You pile it on. No, I like the subtle balance between the baguette and the garlic butter, herbal butter.
Yeah.
By the way, they taste like that.
They say that this is the taste of France, but I believe that they don't sell these crisps in France. But I can't say this with 100% certainty. I like
that. No, that can be, because the title is in Dutch.
Yeah.
And then they have an English designation that it's flavor.
Yeah.
And as everybody knows, no one in France speaks English.
Or any other language than French.
Yes. I even doubt that they really can speak French.
Yeah.
They just do something, make some guttural sounds and pretend it's French. Something like that.
Yeah. I said croissant, by the way, but then in French.
Yeah, yeah. You could have said anything.
No.
That's the beauty of French.
No.
But I do.
Should
like
we do a roundup?
Yes. Let's do that.
Smell is faint.
Yes.
You can agree
bit
on that.
Potatoey.
What? Yeah. What do you think of the flavor?
I get everything that is supposed to be in there. I get the garlic. I get the herbs.
Minus the bread. I don't get the bread.
Yeah. The bread is difficult. I guess the bread is difficult as a flavor as a whole. But indeed. Then crunch.
Good crunch.
It crunches nice.
But it's not exceptional.
No. I have the feeling they are a bit flimsy.
A little bit flaky, yeah.
Yeah. So, all in all, I think I would give them 2.5, 3. Well, 3, because it does live up to the name.
I give them 2.5. I find them a little bit too... I miss a little of the flavor.
You know what you should try?
No.
Stokbroodje kruidenboter flavor crisps.
Yeah.
With kruidenboter.
Yeah. That's what we
discussed that we should try dips as well. Maybe if you try. You said we have tried dips as well.
So these crisps with a little bit of garlic butter, of herb butter, or garlic herb butter, how the fuck you want to name it. That would work.
Yeah, so 2.5 to 3. Yeah, we can go on to...
You, Marijn, normally you always prepare for us a nice little factoid, trivium, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're on vacation in Texel right now. You're drinking Texel beer and eating lamb and padding.
If I'm not drinking Texel liquor...
Yeah.
Which is a little bit like Jägermeister, but not quite.
Yeah, but it's really good though.
I really like it.
Yeah. And you're probably petting a seal as we speak. Are you petting a seal?
And a sheep.
And a sheep. And you're eating a lamb chop. You're eating a lamb chop. But are
Which
you
is quite difficult because I only have 2 arms and I can't really do 3 things at the same time.
You
but
can pat a,
still
you can pat a seal
that.
With your foot. Or is that kicking a seal? I don't know.
Maybe in Germany that is considered petting.
Yeah, of course. Seal. Any form of contact that isn't with a knife is considered petting in Germany. That's why boxing is illegal in this country. Because that's just cuddling in a ring. Well, people are watching, which kind of sounds like prostitution, and prostitution is illegal in Germany, so boxing.
So boxing as well.
Yeah.
And that would be gay prostitution then as well, because two men box together.
Yeah,
and we just had Pride here in Holland.
Yeah, it was Pride Week almost everywhere, I believe.
So, yeah, that's a bit strange, and I thought Germany wanted to be quite progressive,
By the way, this episode is coming out in 2 weeks, so Pride Week has been 2 weeks ago when this gets released.
Doesn't matter. It's some time ago. Anyway, I am petting seals and eating sheep.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying the German company and trying to hide my Jewish ancestry because it's still this is rural Germany, and the news that the Reich has fallen hasn't totally been
in Darlat and
has
not
arrived
yet. To return to the trivia, I'm not doing any because
it's vacation. Yeah,
and we had Stokbroodje kruidenboter crisps to rate this week.
Yeah.
I have a very simple recipe. You can, if you are Dutch and on a camping, or anywhere else or anyone else, not Dutch.
Yeah.
This is a very simple recipe to make your own garlic butter, herbal butter.
Yeah.
Need to have a couple of things. You need to have butter.
Yeah.
You need to have garlic.
Yeah.
You need to have some parsley, some chives.
You need unsalted butter.
Maybe. Yes. Interesting. Yeah, but you can salt it a little bit to taste if you want.
Yeah, but later you'll have salted and unsalted butter, but you need the unsalted butter.
Unsalted butter, garlic, parsley, chives, a little bit of salt and pepper to
it up
if you want it. And then if you really want to be
a fancy pantsy motherfucker.
And sometimes on holiday you want to be
a fancy pantsy motherfucker.
Yes. You can add some lemon zest.
Oh, you're right. Fancy pantsy motherfucker then.
But if you don't want that and think, no, I just want to lay on the beach and tan.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then you just need the ingredients I told you before.
Yeah.
The lemon zest is extra. So that is the trivia. As far as you can call it a trivia, because I was not feeling like doing a trivia. Sam was not.
I couldn't reach the internet to find the trivia because I'm in the middle of nowhere.
No. Maybe.
Oh wait, they're coming with pitchforks and tiki torches. I have to run. No, just kidding. But Marijn, just before you left to do your holiday at destination,
yes,
you sent a couple of letters. You
yes,
went onwards, and please tell us what's in the letters, and then tell us why you sent these letters. What motivated you to do this?
Well, I thought it was very difficult for people with any kind of disability. I thought it was very difficult for people with
a
disability.
Think, right? You.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the economy is growing, and there are more jobs for everyone. I would think, but that's not always the case. So I send a letter asking to various people that have influence in that area. To think about a solution for that.
Yeah.
To think about how can we get these people working. Look at their talents and not their disability.
And are you doing this out of your own motivation, or did somebody else motivate you to send this letter?
Letters? Well, I discussed it with my reintegration coach,
mm-hmm.
Who I might have mentioned before.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, if you are so busy with that, and I am, maybe you should write a letter and send it to these various people that have a say in this.
Yeah.
I did that last week, which is, when you hear it, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, I haven't had any response.
But these fine people may be on holiday as well.
Exactly. So I don't expect.
I believe the Dutch government is on summer recess.
Yes, recess.
Yeah.
So I don't expect anything.
No.
I hear you think, hey, did you send it by WhatsApp or email? No, I wrote a letter, printed it on paper, put it in an envelope, and sent it with a stamp.
Yeah, because it makes a bigger impact.
Yes, and they really read it.
Yeah.
Emails get lost somehow. There is some forgotten land somewhere.
Yeah, some forgotten email server, you mean.
Our own server some time ago.
Yeah.
So I did that through email.
Yeah.
No, not through email. Through normal, regular mail.
Through paper.
Yeah, paper, envelope, stamp.
Yeah. I'm very proud of you, Marijn. And I think you did a lot of work. So just before your summer holiday. And I think you just now, you should start relaxing a little bit, taking your time. Try to get some sun rays up there and pet a seal, eat a lamb chop. drink a beer on me.
Or the other way around.
Or the other way around. No, seal isn't that nice. It's a very fatty, fatty meat. Because of they need
That's right. Maybe walrus, is that same family? Do they have them there? I don't know.
No, they don't have. You're there now.
I haven't seen a walrus yet.
Okay. I don't think they are on Tesla, but you should know better than I.
Yeah. Well, maybe some crustaceans.
Yeah.
So some mussels or... Yeah. Or that would be nice. And Jutterje, which is the local liquor they have there.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm doing that there. Yeah. Do you have something for our dear listeners? Aside from subscribing to our channel, listen it on iTunes and Spotify.
No, the only thing I wish that our listeners would do when they're on their holiday break is maybe write a review about this podcast. Maybe take the time, take 5 minutes of your day, write 20 words about what you think about this podcast. It doesn't even have to be a positive review. You can also just write your honest... I would rather have you write an honest, critical review with everything we are doing wrong and why we are idiots for doing those things wrong than no review at all.
However, we do like compliments. So
we do like compliments.
If you think this is good to hear...
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
As
if
well.
You like the podcast, then please let us know as well in a review on iTunes or Spotify. Our own website. Yeah, then it's a comment, but that will be very helpful as well. Me personally, I'm just being in Germany. Reading some books. I'm rereading his Dark Materials trilogy. You might have heard of it by Philip Pullman. It's gonna get an HBO series in the fall, so I'm rereading it now. So I'm prepared.
Okay.
It's quite good. I believe you may know the first book in the trilogy is called The Golden Compass. You may have
I've seen the movie of that.
Yeah, the movie wasn't that good, to be honest. The books are way better. But that's oftentimes the truth with films based on books. But I really want to wish everybody a nice holiday.
Yes, me too.
A nice vacation.
And until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.